There are a lot of people, and you're one of them, that for some reason just don't like Pete Alonso.
That's not true.
They don't like the fact that he is a childish man, which is okay. I don't say that in a negative way.
A man-child.
I think you're childish as well in a lot of ways.
I think we all are.
You look at baseball with these open eyes the way I do.
Yeah.
Right? We love baseball.
Yes,
We're very childish.
Love baseball.
Whimsical.
Whimsical. That's a great word. Pete Alonso is very whimsical about the home run derby.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, he's going to be in said home run derby. He's on the All-Star game pretty much because of the All-Star home run derby.
Exactly right.
And for whatever reason, you are one of those guys.
Yep.
And you will hear this on Tuesday. You will hear this on Monday. People will openly mock Pete Alonso and the fact that he is so into performing in the home run derby. And I just don't understand why.
Well, I'm curious what's next. Do you think he pulls the tractor trailer with his teeth in between at rounds? Or like, I mean, I agree. I actually heard Lugie talk about this on one of his Lugauers. I appreciate the fact that he likes to do it. Too many stars in this game. He specifically focused on Aaron Judge. But too many stars in this game don't want to do these things, right? And we joke about, oh, he had to be an all-star to compete. I mean, the slam dunk contest is won by guys not in the NBA.
Right.
Like, it's a joke. So I appreciate the idea that he likes to do it and wants to do it. Once he gets there, he makes it about him and does ridiculous things.
No, hold on.
And it's not natural.
Big Mac, he tries to win.
Bro,
you don't like his antics, but his antics are the focus of trying to win the derby.
Oh, it's silly. He's doing squats. How in the world do leg workouts before you're about to swing 40 times make any sense?
Big Mac.
He's in the bowels of the stadium meditating. He looked like Herb Brooks after he beat the Russians.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
He's competing.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous? How many home run derbies have you been in?
Like serious ones?
How many Major League Baseball home run derbies have you been in? The answer is zero.
I don't know if I count. Yeah, zero.
Okay, so you have no idea what it's like to compete. Pete Alonso is competing.
I know what it's like to compete.
You think he's putting on a show?
Yes.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's just doofus-like, like the way I am. You don't know the way I prepare. Maybe before I play a game of horse, I do the same thing. You don't know.
What do you do?
I get down on my knees.
Yeah,
I pray to the basketball gods.
No, I mean, come on. It's just absurd. He just takes it too far. That's all because of his doofiness, but I don't buy it. Like, I don't know. It's over the top. He's in there pumping iron before the thing. I mean,
that's how he prepares. He takes this event seriously.
And
it's not as if he doesn't take baseball seriously. It's not as if he isn't trying for the Mets,
where
you could say he cares more about the Derby than the Mets. That's not true. He's a competitor.
No doubt.
And this happens every year when Pete competes. People turn on him. And they rip him and they mock him.
Yeah,
like,
he gives it to us on a silver platter.
Because
he's mock me. Mock me. That's what he does.
Big Mac, he's taking the event seriously. Isn't that what you want?
I'm sorry. Are you saying that no other competitor takes it seriously? Right? How many years did Griffey do it in a row?
I'll answer that question.
Right.
No, I don't think they do. I think a lot of guys do it one time. It's an experience.
Yeah.
It's I'll do the best I can.
I just mentioned Griffey did it like 8 years in a row.
But you're asking about the guys of today.
Yeah, okay.
I think that Pete takes it seriously. Why does he take it seriously? Because he's a competitor. Because he's competing. And by the way, I think he competes every day when he plays baseball.
No doubt.
He's not having a great year this year.
Yeah.
But that's not because of lack of trying.
No. Now you're turning the argument. I never once said he's not trying. And I think he does compete. I think doing squats and meditating in the corner is a bit of a facade.
Why does it bother you?
It doesn't bother me.
I can see the way you're reacting. You don't like it.
It's not that I don't like it. I find it funny. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's almost as ridiculous as watching him clap offbeat to the OMG concert.
Where'd that come from?
That's who he is.
So he doesn't have rhythm.
No, I know.
Because he's like me. You think I have rhythm? If they played the OMG concert right now, I'd clap out of rhythm too.
Yeah.
Me and Pete are very similar, minus the fact I can't hit 50 home runs in a season.
And listen, I don't want him traded. I love him for the Mets. I want him here. I think the idea of moving him is ridiculous. I think he's actually very, very good at the home run derby. Clearly, he's won it twice.
So then
I think he's great at it. I just think he puts on a show. There's nothing wrong with it.
Pete,
a lot of guys
cook.
Put on shows, right? He's not the only one. He just happens to do it in a way because, like, here's where we differ. You say, that's just him. He's a little goofy.
Yeah.
And I say, he's putting on a show, and it comes off that way because when he tries to put on a show, he's goofy.
Because he's goofy.
He is goofy.
And that's okay.
Yeah, but it's not a natural. Sometimes there's natural goofy. Ripping off the shirt at the celebrations from a couple years ago. Natural kind of goofy. Clapping off
rhythm.
This
is natural, though.
Clapping in rhythm. Natural of goofy. Not like, hey, cameraman, come follow me.
Oh,
I'm doing squats. Yeah,
he's not doing that. You think he's doing that at the Derby? Or do you think he's just in his natural habitat?
Yeah, in his natural habitat of in full uniform doing squats in between batting practice. Come on, stop it.
Why are you such a hater?
I'm not a hater. It's just what it is.
He's a hater.
I can tell by his face.
What?
I can tell by his face.
Who, Loogie's face?
The future agrees.
If Pete Alonso wants to act like the Karate Kid before the Home Run Derby, I say have at it.
But he's acting like the Karate Kid.
I think those are things that get him prepared, much like the Karate Kid did, to get ready to be in the Home Run Derby. My thing is this.
I wouldn't be surprised if he broke like 8 ice blocks. I wouldn't be surprised if he did that in between batting practice.
And Evan's absolutely right. You're going to hear it very loudly Monday and Tuesday, people mocking Pete Alonso. At least Pete Alonso has the guts to be in the Home Run Derby.
Here comes the Aaron Judge.
And he's not afraid because when you claim to be the real world's champion, and Pete Alonso is the most prolific power hitter since he's come up to baseball.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, then you know what? If Aaron Judge thinks he is, get your ass in the Home Run Derby, face Pete Alonso one-on-one, and prove it. But he doesn't. He bows out and goes, I'm good. I don't want to do it. Because perhaps, and I will say it, he's scared.
Yeah, he's scared.
By the way, I can see it right now. I can feel it right now.
Yeah.
Awful announcing. WFAN producer says Aaron Judge is scared.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. How many, you asked me how many have
I been? Hold on, one before you continue.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I got an idea.
Okay, please.
Do like a chicken sound on the air too. Say Aaron Judge is, go do that. I think that'll help you.
By the way, guys, I've been working on my impression of Aaron Judge. Terrible chicken impression, but you get the idea. Loogie!
I mean, are you serious?
You want to be the man? Beat the man.
When did Pete Alonso become the man?
He's won the Home Run Derby a bunch of times.
He's won it twice. How many times has Judge, you asked me how many times I've been in the Home Run Derby. How many times has Aaron Judge been in the Home Run Derby?
Did he do it the one time?
That one time. What happened? What was the outcome of that Home Run Derby?
I don't even remember what
happened.
Yeah,
he won it in 2017, his rookie year.
Is that true?
Yes, in Miami.
Yes, in Miami. He beat Stanton along the way.
How much I care.
Gary Sanchez beat Stanton.
So he's the guy in fantasy baseball that wins and then quits after 1 year and doesn't allow other people to dethrone him.
Yeah, no, he's the one guy who says, let other people have fun at the thing that I can guarantee I win.
He's afraid to lose.
He's not afraid
to lose. Afraid
it's
to
ridiculous.
Lose. He's not.
And the idea that you call him, that Alonso's the most prolific home run hitter since 2019 when he came up because you see he's hit the most home runs since 2019 is ridiculous. Because Judge has been hurt, to Pete's credit, healthy, plays all the time.
Is that a part of it, though? A part of it is playing.
When you say
no one is saying Pete Alonso is better than Aaron Judge. That'd be a crazy statement, obviously.
He's saying he's a better power hitter.
Well, what he's saying is he's hit more home runs than
him
since he's come in the league.
He's saying he's a better power hitter. That's not the same thing. He's hit more home runs. He's not a better power hitter.
I am saying they are, I'll give you this, they are equals
when it comes
to power.
They are not.
Look at the numbers.
Look at what numbers? What numbers?
Pete has more home runs than anyone in baseball since he's come up here.
Okay, let's
look. That makes him the man.
No, it does not. Okay. Let's look at how many home runs per at bat. Let's look at how many at bats per home run. He is a much more prolific home run hitter.
He's got the record. Do you guys trust me as the judge here?
Unless
I give you the opinion you want. Do you trust me as an IBO to give a fair answer on this?
I mean, I trust you, and then I'll tell you you're wrong still if I disagree with you, but I trust you.
He's so bossy. Like, just, do you trust me or not trust me?
I trust you.
Okay. Loogie, I love Pete.
Thank you. I love him.
I really do. I want him to be met long term. I think he's awesome. I love that he is into the Home Run Derby. I think it'd be great for baseball if Aaron Judge had a little bit more guts and competed with Pete.
Yep.
But Aaron Judge is the most prolific slugger in baseball, and here's why. The reason Pete has that mark on him is a compliment to him, and that's reliability.
It's
the fact he's always out there. But over the last few years, Aaron Judge has stayed healthy, and we see what he does when he stays healthy. The guy hit 62 home runs. So,
Judge also hit 52, and then Pete hit 53. That would be one more, wouldn't it?
Tommy.
No, hold on a second, though.
And then 62 would be 9 more.
All right. If Alonso isn't on par with Judge, then who is?
Well, I didn't say he's not on par. I just said Aaron Judge is the most prolific slugger now in baseball. Yeah. That's all. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And what I would agree with Loogie about, and Aaron does not have to care about this. Mm-hmm. He does not have to care about this. But earlier in the show, you could rewind to about 4 o'clock. We had a nice non-political discussion about a Biden versus Trump golf match and how many people would watch it. And these guys are like, oh, my God, it'd be the biggest event ever. Okay? Not that Judge versus Alonso would be the biggest event ever,
right?
But you have to admit,
yeah,
if the Home Run Derby featured Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge,
yeah,
it would be more awesome. It would be great for baseball. You can't deny that.
I certainly can.
How?
Because I would tell you, well, while I agree with the overall sentiment, Judge in the Home Run Derby and Pete Alonso in the Home Run Derby are good for baseball. The idea their New York counterpoints won't make a difference.
I think it would to the city.
Nah, I don't think so.
To the city. And granted, it's not going to matter
in St.
Louis.
Not even, unless you match them up in the first round, there's no guarantee they even play each other.
But it's the possibility that they do.
Look. If you told me that they were doing an event in the offseason at Yankee Stadium, at Citi Field, Pete Alonso versus Aaron Judge for the home run crown, that would be something that here in New York we would get around and have some fun with. In the Home Run Derby, it would be like, hey, I get to see Aaron Judge hit home runs. Hey, I get to see Pete Alonso
and
hit home runs.
And then there's the idea that they would actually face each other.
Only if they met.
Okay, well, sometimes you don't face each other.
And probably only if they met in the finals.
I get that, but you have to admit that's better for baseball. Look, the All-Star Game in the Home Run Derby is an event for baseball.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens starting the All-Star Game is
awesome.
A no-brainer.
Yes.
It doesn't even matter if he deserves it or not. And
right.
He does, by the way. He does deserve it. But you would be foolish if you're Major League Baseball to not take your phenom and show him in the All-Star Game. Just like Matt Harvey when he started the All-Star Game at Citi Field.
Right.
If you broke down the numbers, Clayton Kershaw was actually better. That's not the point.
Yeah.
I remember Clayton bitched about it.
Yeah.
It was like, why aren't I starting the All-Star Game? And I was like, Clayton, dude, you're awesome, man.
And was it a big deal until he hit him that he was facing Robinson Cano?
Yes, it was. Oh, God, the buzz in that stadium. Were you at the All-Star Game?
I was not.
Okay. I was. When Matt Harvey was on the mound.
Did they play it up on the broadcast? Was it like, hey,
I was at the game.
New York rivals.
I was at the game. I don't know what the hell was going on the broadcast. I tell you what was going on at the game. There was a buzz. And then when Harvey drilled Cano, oh, my God, Yankee fans wanted to have Matt Harvey thrown out of baseball.
I understand.
They wanted him placed in prison.
Listen, I agree that Judge doing the Home Run Derby is great for baseball. Pete Alonso doing the Home Run Derby is great for baseball. The idea that two New York guys could meet, I don't know how good that is for baseball.
Oh, I think it'd be great.
I don't think it's that great.
For New York baseball, it'd be fantastic. You're dead wrong about that one.
Okay.
I gave you
it's something, but it's not that big a deal.
And look, it's okay that Aaron doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure most Yankee fans like you say, screw it. I just care about the season.
100%.
And that's fine.